Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 11, 1804. Day 85 of the expedition. Camped 17 miles upriver near a cottonwood tree. Today, they camped on the eastern edge of a big bend in the Missouri River. This bend has been cut off over the years. A map of the area drawn by Prince Maximilian in 1833 shows the bend already gone. Today's campsite is in Monona County, Iowa, several miles east of where the river flows today. It is near a place called Badger Lake, which is probably in the old bed of the river. To find where the expedition camped each day is a difficult task, as few of the actual campsites have been identified. No tomahawks, other tools, or personal items that the expedition may have lost have ever been found and authenticated. Traveler's Rest in Montana is an exception. Captain Clark writes,
"About daylight this morning, a hard wind from the northwest with some rain proceeded on around the right side of the island. After the rain stopped, Captain Lewis and myself, with 10 men, ascended the hill on the larboard side, under which there were some fine springs, to the top of a high point where the Omaha's king, Blackbird, was buried 4 years ago. A mound of earth about 12 feet in diameter at the base and 6 feet high is raised over him, and a pole 8 feet high is in the center. On this pole we fixed a white flag bound with red, blue, and white. From the top of this knoll, the river may be seen meandering for 60 or 70 miles. We descended and set out to the river opposite a small bayou, which is the conveyance of high water from a bend. We passed a creek called Great Spirit is Bad. Near this creek, 400 of the Omaha died from the smallpox. Captain William Clark, August 11, 1804.
Tomorrow, a prairie wolf barks at the edge of camp.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.